Have you ever felt as though following Jesus is just too hard? That it's more trouble than it's worth? Of course you have. So have I. Following Jesus is hard. Absolutely it is. Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14, he says this, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Funny thing, but whenever you hear that message read out in a church service, it's never followed by acclamations of hallelujah and amen, is it? Jesus said lots of difficult, unpalatable things. I wonder what today's spin doctors would do with something like this, Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." And to tell you the truth, some days following Jesus is just so hard. But that's exactly what Jesus promised it would be. So the devil comes along and whispers in your ear, "It's too hard. You can never match up. You can't do it. Give up. Follow me. The road is easy." Anyone who's ever followed Jesus through the dark, tough, lonely places of life has heard that call. But the thing the devil somehow forgets to tell us is that God has a plan. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. "Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but more now in my absence, it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." You see, God's plan is for his Holy Spirit to change our hearts. The plan is that as we draw closer to him, he gets to work in our hearts so that we end up wanting to do what God wants us to do. And when we want what he wants, we end up doing what he wants. He enables us both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The work always follows the will. Working at becoming a better Christian, that's just not it. It doesn't matter how hard you and I try to follow Jesus, it will always be too hard. But when we draw closer to him, as we pray, as we let his word into our hearts, he does the work by changing our will. And so then, even though it's hard to follow Jesus, somehow it's easy. So stop working so hard. It's never going to work. Draw close to Jesus instead and let him do the heavy lifting. That's God's word, fresh for you today.